on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes, we are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The numbers are in again. And we want to say thank you for making us your preferred radio station when it comes to talk. Virtually all our shows are number one on the new numbers. We appreciate you for that. It's thanks to you for always listening. We appreciate you a lot, immensely. Nigeria Info, Port Harcourt is also number one talk station in that region. Nigeria Info Abuja is also number one talk in that region. Arewa is also number one talk in that region. That's Arewa Radio. That is, it's still our company. Well, we've got you to thank for all of that, okay? As we have these conversations on radio, we're also having them online as well, because we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. You're welcome to join and watch live on those two platforms. We've also have this for you on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. That is at Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram. So today we talk internal party democracy. First and foremost, the reason for this conversation is because 2022 is actually the year to prepare for what is going to happen in 2023. And I'm not even talking about preparation on the part of the politicians. I'm talking about preparation on your part, for those who are planning to get their voters card, for those who are planning to join political parties, for those who are planning to have their own political parties, for those who are planning to even have their own pressure groups as well. There's a lot of planning going on, and that is why these kind of conversations are very essential to try and give us the foundation that we need, so you don't just go into this blindfolded. We want to look at how political consciousness can be elevated in the minds of Nigerians, in everybody's mind. How can we make sure that politically you are informed? Politically, nobody can deceive you of anything. Politically, you know what you'd expect going to a political party or joining a pressure group or forming a pressure group. That is our conversation this morning on The Morning Crossfire. I am Sherif Quadri, and you're welcome to the show. Internal democracy, a crucial factor for the existence of internal cohesion in the Nigerian political parties, has always been very contentious. And you know what I mean. Direct primaries, indirect primaries, consensus. It's always been an issue. Oh, well. Let me not take our time already. Bola Olajide is here. Very fantastic gentleman, public affairs analyst. He joins me right now on the show. Bola, good morning to you.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Sheriff.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad that I want to have this conversation with you, because I couldn't think of any better person. Let's start with ideology of political parties. They claim they have, but as someone who always watches from the outside, do you see political parties in Nigeria as of today, even if they have, practicing? They have, you know, that these people, their own is socialist, these people, their own is this, these people, their own is they are conservationists. This, you know, you just know that this is what this party stands for. Do we have such?
Far from it. I think politicians are just joking anytime they say they have ideology. There's nothing like political ideology in Nigeria for now. Political ideology, I'm a Nigerian, and I can speak to certain ideologies of the Republican Party of America. I can speak to certain ideologies of the Democratic Party.
You know
Party
where they stand on some issues.
I know where they stand on certain issues. I can't speak of where any of the Nigerian parties stand on anything. And that is the definition of what
I have seen political parties in their logo. They will draw broom. I've seen someone, they will draw umbrella. I've seen some, they will draw corn. I've seen some, they will draw. So doesn't that stand for their ideology? Like,
what was the broom supposed to be? To sweep corruption away? You see, when you have parties, I mean, even in America, there are people who cross carpet. Very rarely, yeah. but they do on certain extreme occasions.
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, what you have are situations in which someone can be a party chairman and then cross to another party. How can you, at that level, be able to cross? It shows that fundamentally, there was nothing you believed in, ab initio. So, political parties in Nigeria, let's take it for what it is for now. I'm not saying there are no room for improvement over time. But for now, they are mere platforms for achieving political ambitions or seeking political, you know, employment.
Right.
That's essentially what they are for now. And when one party doesn't give you, you just cross to the other party and go and seek it. In fact, you can come here, go back again, go back to where... as many times as you like, as long as you're seeking that platform and you're looking for who is going to give you the platform. And examples are there, including at very top level.
At the very top level.
If you take an Atiku, for example. Atiku was PDP, ACN, back to PDP, then to what's it called? APC, then back to PDP. We don't even know where he will contest the next one. And it's not alone. I'm not saying it to impugn him or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that he epitomizes the nature of political parties in Nigeria, that they are not about ideologies. They are about platforms for seeking your political ambition. That is essentially what
I'm glad you used the word platform, because that I was going to connect this with our conversation this morning, which is internal party democracy. And the example you gave is quite apt as to how somebody can just jump into your party and becomes your standard bearer, you know, for that election. What happens to people that have been there already? So let's talk about internal party democracy. How would you rate our practice? Because we say that we are a democratic nation, right?
So
which means that democracy should, must start from the political party level.
Correct.
To lead by example as to how they're going to perform at the federal level. How would you rate our internal party democracy status?
I would say it has been low, maybe very low. Most of the parties you see, I mean, there was a time we had a governor in Lagos State who really impressed me, and I thought, oh, maybe I should go join the party of this governor. So I spoke to someone, said, I'll go to your ward. You know, so I went to my ward to go and attend some meetings. In the first instance, the first couple of meetings I attended, the crop of attendees were not particularly, it didn't cut across the stratum of the society. It was as if it was meant for certain people. I didn't quite fit in. Now, by the time I went to the second meeting, there was a fight because they said the party gave some stuff to the ward and they were meant to be shared. And then the counselor of the ward, as I jacked the two things, gave one to his wife and then the other one, nobody knew. So they were all spoiling for a fight that day. It was as if they were going to take that counselor and beat him up right there at that meeting that day. So I asked myself, where is the entire stratum of the middle class in this kind of meetings? They are there punctuating on the media, in the media, you know, social media, mainstream media, telling people how, who did not do what well and how it should be done. But when it comes to their own level of participation in those things, how much did they participate? And until you have a better involvement of that stratum of the society in what is going on, we might not have a strong internal democracy in the party. And that is because you have the people who are financing the parties.
Yeah.
Then you have that middle part is totally empty. Then you have the other part who are a little bit on the other side, you know. Those guys at the top can just buy everybody else that is at the other side of
Is it impossible, or the kind of politics we play can really frustrate any genuine internal party democracy?
It does. But I think we must be willing to stick it out.
Yeah,
that is the only way. You see, we are interesting as a people in Nigeria. Yeah. We believe it is possible to make an omelette without breaking the egg. Mm. There is no fixing our political system without sacrifice, whether it is in participation at the party level or even in voting. My reference point is, let's even start from voting. Look at 2019 presidential election. Mm. Over 80 million registered voters.
Yeah.
Total votes was 26 million. What were the 55 million people doing on election day? What were they? Where were they?
Where were they?
Even in Lagos, cosmopolitan, a lot of educated people, huge middle class, over 6 million registered voters, 1 million plus came out for that election. Where were the 5 million on election day? Mm. So our participation is part of what will drive internal democracy, even within the parties.
Mm.
Because they know we will come out and vote. Yeah. They want to persuade us. And they want, in fact, by the time we start participating, we will be able to roll out our own profile for them.
Mm.
You are the parties. Okay, I'm not a party man. But this is the kind of guy we want.
Mm.
So let the party go and search out that kind of a guy and present it to us. In the course of doing that, you begin to see party democracy emerging.
You mentioned something very vital, which I noted now while you were talking about the class of people that you met at the party ward level. And that struck a chord. It's about education.
Correct.
Do you think the people in charge of party affairs are the lowest of the lowest ward levels, even sometimes at the state level or constituency level, they are that educated to understand the import of party, genuine party democracy? Are they that educated?
What kind of education are we? Because these people,
when
it comes to understanding how the political terrain works,
they
understand it. So if that is education, they know it.
You mean Nigeria's political terrain?
Exactly. They know how it works. They know who their voters are. They don't even care about you. They don't even want you to show up, really, in a real sense.
Mm.
Because they know that most of the people like you and I, we only talk. So their target...
There's no action.
There's no action. Their target are people who vote. The people you will see at the polling booth when the election comes.
And they know those people.
And they know those people. And they shoot for those people. They target those people. That is what has been going on. So, you don't need to be a professor to understand.
They really don't care about...
They don't care. They allow them to rant on radio. Allow them to rant on social media. It doesn't matter. They know who exactly the voters are. It is interesting when politicians say, or try to sell the dummy to you that, your vote doesn't count.
Mm.
Essentially, they're saying don't come to that polling booth because we have decided who is going to win this election. But at the same time, they carry bags of money and want to buy votes. So if the votes do not count, why do you want to buy it?
Why are you interested?
You know, so it shows their own sophistication. They are actually ahead of the voters. Forget about the level of... academic achievement or education of the voters, you know, those politicians are a step ahead of the voter. They know who the target is and they go for them.
Each time that I preach about active participation, citizens' participation in electoral process, and I get calls and comments like, why will I go and vote? Why will I go and waste my time? Why will I go and... It's because it won't count at the end of the day. It's disturbing.
It is important for the politicians to continue to reinforce that message.
To make you believe
the false narrative. So that you won't even show up. It's actually their own people that they want to come to the vote polling booth. So as much as other people that they can dissuade, they will dissuade them. So that on that election day, you just sit down and maybe there is an EPL match and you sit down and watch.
And just enjoy
or
your
you
football.
Get on your phone and you start to tweet. Social media generally and wrote comments about who is not doing what well.
Mm.
But your own participation you have withheld.
So political consciousness Democratic consciousness is quite low.
Very low. Very low. And we don't even understand how it works. See, in the Obama election, I use America because this is where we copied this democracy from anyway. When Obama came the first time, it was unbelievable that a black man, even I was almost crying watching that thing late into the night, you know, that a black man will win that election. But you see, that Obama election, in that election, a stratum of American voters that have not shown interest in election ever before voted. And that was what delivered
Obama.
Now, move forward a bit to Trump and the change of the Trump regime. There were all sort of social media activism, media issues, Fox versus CNN and all of that. There were protests, massive protests, some of them with casualties. People died. But you see, America was doing all of that. It did not lead them to ignore voting. They still understand that the change of government is done via the electoral process. So when the election came, they came out like they have never came before in the entire almost 250 years history of America. People came out en masse and they delivered what they wanted to deliver. This is how things are done. But here in Nigeria, we are doing the same thing. The social media fight, the commentaries, the stuff. We do protests from time to time. But when it comes to the voting, we seem to think that we can deliver a change by all those things that we write. No. And that is why the politician is a step ahead. Politician knows that all this, ignore them, let them be writing. They won't come out on voting on the election day. Another thing people might point your attention to, they will say, oh, in Lagos State presidential election 2019, there was a problem at Okota. So a particular PU was disrupted. There was another one in Itire. You see, and by the time you put it together, maybe there were even up to 10.
Yeah.
In fact, let's say 20 of such incidences that happened. How many PU do you think Lagos had?
Like, how many people do you think that even affected?
Lagos had, I think, about 9,000 plus, 9,800 PUs.
They now point to 1, 2, 3, 4,
so
5, 6,
so when you don't say, oh, something
picture.
Happened in 10 PUs, therefore we should panic. No, it doesn't work that way. Statistically, it is insignificant. And that's your encouragement.
And it's not enough for you to be dissuaded.
It's not enough for you to be dissuaded. It's not enough for you to change the outcome of the election. So, let us participate more. Let us drive. Let us even facilitate the driving of the internal democracy of those parties by our participation.
Let's go to break, Lagos. We still have some areas to cover in this conversation. We'll be right back. Stay here on Morning Crossfire. Session this morning on entrenching internal party democracy as a foundation to having credible candidates, because what it does is to give us that credible, viable, genuinely promising candidates, because you will be part of the selection of such candidates if indeed, you know, internal democracy at the political party level is quite strong. And that's the reason for our conversation today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Balan Olajide is here. We are going to take a few comments. Let's take a few comments. But Balan, before we do that, you were saying something before the break. Let's wrap up on that. Then we come to the telephone lines and the online stream, live stream, to take some comments off there.
I can't remember where I stopped, but I know I wanted to speak about the role of money.
Yeah.
In this internal democracy, there are laws that guide political donations. But what we have found in Nigeria is that the law is there, here in Nigeria, as in most other parts of the
world. There are limits, yes.
But those limits are not obeyed in abeyance, however you want to put it. They're just there. Nobody cares about them. And there are no post-event audits to determine who did what and who did not do right. Now, the problem with that is that if I have enough cash in my wallet, I can go from party to party, in fact, and buy up whatever I want to buy up. And nobody gives a hoot about that. For as long as we have that, for as long as people would, when you even go to the party level,
yeah,
a lot of people don't pay their annual dues. They don't pay, they are not financially committed to the parties. So only a handful of people finance the entire party. And when they do that, he who pays the piper calls the tune is also part of the problem. So it would be nice if government can take specific real action in terms of how our political space is flooded with all sort of money uncontrollably. And then the rest of us who, people, Nigerians who are party members, should be willing to commit. There are, these things involve sacrifice. There is no omelette without breaking the egg. That is a reality.
That brings us back to the issue again. This is about education. Again, this is about consciousness. Perhaps we don't even know. We don't even know what it means to be a political party member. What you have said now is very valid. We don't know that we have to sacrifice. If you're joining a party, you must be committed to the cause of that party.
Correct.
If it takes to fund the party for everybody to put money together, you must be committed to doing that. But how many people, well, know this? Or even if they know, how many people
are willing to do this? Yeah. You know, I started a story, you know, about how I attended the war. I didn't finish that story.
Yeah.
It was actually the last day that I attended that meeting. Because it degenerated into almost a fracas. People were going to beat up the councillor for hijacking it. And I'm just like, I've not been comfortable being there. I was just managing. And then this is happening. Let me just stay away from here. But in reality, when you see things that are not going the way it should go, if you're really committed about it, your role should be to ask yourself, what can I do to make this scenario better? What could have stopped me from speaking in that meeting that day? Nothing much. Maybe I wouldn't have achieved much, but they would have given me the platform to talk. And then continue to see my face in that place. But how many people are ready to do that? That is the big question. And as long as, especially the middle class, it is impossible that the middle class get participatory in that space. Otherwise, you leave that entire gap empty, and then you have top, you have bottom. It doesn't work well.
Okay, it doesn't work well at all. So we're going to go take some thoughts now via the telephone, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for the female callers only. We're talking about reawakening political consciousness in all of us. It wasn't like this back in the day. You had people, young and old, showing interest and participating in politics. You could see it. You would enjoy politics back in the day because everybody, most people participated, especially the days of option A4 when you have to queue up and you see these long lines.
People
everywhere.
Don't want to queue up to vote in Nigeria. The government has a role to make things easier for us, whether it is in registration, picking our cards, or even voting. They have that. INEC should make it easier for us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, let the people need to also know that there are some sacrifices that are involved. So rather than stretch your leg on your table and be watching EPL on voting day, get your card, go to that polling unit that is
do here, all you can
and do all
vote.
You can contribute your part to that. And 2022 is when it's all going to happen,
That's right.
Because by October 20, all the names of the contestant for presidency for Senate must have been submitted to INEC.
That's
by
right.
October 20 this year.
That's right. Anthony, morning to you.
Good morning, Quadri.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to contribute to what your guests have said.
Yes.
One, I want to say some certain things that people in this country have not been able to notice. I have a strong belief, and I can stand to be corrected anytime by anybody.
Okay.
That what we are running in this country, mostly on the part of INEC, is over bloated INEC register, where we have a fictitious names concocted by fraudulent politicians in order to make it believe that it will be easy for them to go and be writing their usual results, which they've been doing.
Mm.
That is why when we have an election, you will say we'll have registered voters of over 80 to 90 million Nigerians. At the end of the day, we won't be having up to 20 or 30 million people coming out to vote. It's not that people are not coming out to vote. It's just that those names you see that are parading are all false.
Right.
Majority of them are false.
How about in a situation whereby voters' card, I mean, figures were given based on people that have collected their voters' card, and yet these people don't come out to vote?
I was so shocked that if you go to the rural areas, you find that this so-called collection they are talking about are collected by politicians. You see a strong politician who will go to a neck office and collect all the so-called concocted cards.
All right.
And they will come out and tell people that individuals have collected their cards.
Thank you, Anthony.
Let me have a quick response.
Hold on. Amokwe has been here for some time.
That's fair enough.
Amokwe, hi. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Okay, I can really relate with what you said about attending a meeting and seeing a class divide. I can really relate with it so well because I tried joining a political party and what I'm seeing on ground is really not encouraging.
Mm.
And number two, how we can make the middle class participate. I think the nation should look at post-voting. You can post or electronic voting such that people who are unwilling to come out because of safety or security reasons, they can vote online or they can vote through post.
Mm.
We should explore all these options to make our political space more robust.
Mm. Correct.
Because if we expect everybody to come out and vote, I'm not sure a lot of people who are scared for their life will come out.
Right.
So I wish all a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let me quickly respond on the first guy.
Yes.
Nigerians should appreciate the fact that we have gradually improved on our electoral process.
Mm.
Now, what he was talking about was probably possible in 2003, 2007. By the time, what has happened over those 20 years up till now is that we have moved from manual into certain part of the electronic space. So biometrics have suddenly become part of our voters' card accreditation process.
That's right.
You cannot forge that.
That's right.
You know, and it's getting better with electronic transmission
that
we're going to have.
And right now, we've already used BVAS, which means that
there's BVAS. There's BVAS,
and you can't cheat that.
You can't cheat that. So as we're moving into that biometric space, all those is fears are getting doused. That's the reality.
Right, indeed. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Friday from Gwelere.
Welcome, Friday.
The area I want to talk about is the turnout of the election. This man, he said that the last election, about 50-something million people did not turn out to vote.
Mm.
But I want to ask Sherry, since the registration of this permanent voter pass, do you know how many people that are relocated from their village to the city?
Right.
Do you know how many people that have relocated from the city to their village?
Right.
I registered when I was at Ubeleri, Sherry.
Mm.
Now I'm living close to Badazi.
Mm.
The last election, let me say, I could not vote because I find it difficult going from Badazi to Ubeleri to go and vote. Mm. What is our politician saying?
Friday. What you have now? Would you like to respond to that?
Yes.
Or should I?
It's I mean,
because it's lack of information on your own part. You could apply for your polling booth or your this thing to be transferred to your current location.
Exactly.
So you can't blame politicians for that one.
In fact, I think you can. You probably can go on the INEC website.
Yeah.
And
make
see
that request.
Make that request. Mm. And follow through with it as well.
Yeah. Ikechukwu is in Victoria Island here. Ikechukwu, good morning to you.
Hi, Sherry. Morning. Good morning, Charles.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. I think the major conversation should particularly hover around security. Because Nigerians are not guaranteed that their lives and property are secured, especially during the election period. For instance, the case that Charles cited at the Okota, Itire, and all those axes. many people, you know, I mean, after the presidential election, then the governor election, there was voter apathy because people, you know, were not guaranteed that they will be secure. Now, the government can come up with, you know, a kind of security volunteering system such that individuals, groups, and maybe vigilantes and, you know, all these other guys can volunteer to also help the, you know, security forces during election period. And I think that if Nigerians can get as much as 5% guarantee, you know, of their security, the turnout and participation will practically improve. That's, you know, my own thoughts on this. Thank you.
Okay, Chigu, thank you. That connects to what Amokwe said earlier about post-election, where you can sit down in your house, just send your votes by post.
And you can also, America, they also have what you call the early election.
Yes.
So you can do an early election, you can vote by post, and several other. I believe it will get there.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be something we have to wait forever for. So that's what I meant when I said government needs to make it easier for us. Either to pick our voters card or to even vote on election.
Why do we even have to have a single day to vote?
You know,
that's
you see voting
area
going on in some part of the world, and other people are just doing their normal business. In fact, on your way to work, you just branch and vote, and then you
and
continue.
We shouldn't shut down everything because we want to vote.
We'll get there.
Dele is a first time caller. He's in Ajah. Dele, hi. Morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You were talking about relocating your PUs.
Yes.
I moved from Victoria Island to Ajah within the same local government.
Okay.
In 2016, 2017, I tried to relocate my PU. It never got done. This last year, I went again to Igwefon to relocate my PU.
Right.
They said I should come back in October. I went. It was not yet ready. December, I cross-checked. It was still not yet ready.
Wow.
That is one. Then there are also the people that, there are a lot of people, because of their job, they tend to register around their offices because they have the mistaken, they have the misconception that they might need the card just for security purposes or for ID. So at the end of the day, when they have to vote,
they cannot go there.
Their PU is their offices.
Yeah.
Then the third one, they are also the people that go home to their villages, register in their villages because they have that same misconception that it would prove that they are from a particular location. Then they go back to Abuja or to Port Harcourt to continue their business.
Right.
They cannot vote.
Right.
So there are a lot of things.
On the relocation of PU, have you tried it recently?
Yes, I tried it last year again.
Just last year?
I did it in 2018 before the 2018 election.
Yeah.
2019 election.
Yeah.
It never got done. I still have the slip that they gave me. Then this year, last year again, I went, I did it. They said to take 2-3 months. Up till now, it has not yet been done.
Those are
neck problems.
Yeah, that's a serious concern, really. But thank you. Oh, sorry. I thought you were done. But again, Bolao, this speaks to the process itself. Even when people are willing to vote,
have now shown interest and they want to do it, and the process is so difficult to participate in, it's a call to INEC really, to listen to what people are saying.
Right.
That look, we try to do this thing. You advertise it, you make it public, and then when we go there and want to get it done, it's difficult.
You're frustrated.
So
people,
the convenience of being able to do this thing is an integral part of getting an improved participation in the electoral process, and that's back to INEC's table.
That's right. Absolutely, I agree completely. Let's go to YouTube. We've got some comments on YouTube. Oladapo on YouTube says the problem is Nigerians are not political conscious or savvy. Education plays a huge role in determining the functionality of the state. Therefore, more needs to be done in terms of advocacy. Same thing we've been saying.
Advocacy is important.
We're going to cross over now to YouTube, so we don't Facebook, so we don't leave out anybody. Ikechukwu says, I and my wife duly transferred our cards to our new location in Lekki Axis. Yet on the voting day, our names were still not found on the voter register.
Oh, that's a disaster.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they've transferred already. Again, what we're saying about the system frustrating you, even when you want to participate, you know, in the process. Onofuye says, very enlightened and educated guest you have there. What I feel we need to do is after voting, is to protect our votes. The game is to discourage people from voting, believing our votes don't count. They count. We should protect our votes. Good morning to you too, and off with you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Azubike is calling us from Orili. After Azubike, we'll move on to our next conversation. Azubike, morning to you.
Sherry, good morning.
Morning to you.
Our guest in the studio, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Azubike. I'm from Orili Shodun. Coming to this INEC issue that we are talking about.
Right.
INEC, they are not making things to be easier for we citizens. Because I did my PVC in 2013. Then today, I have not collected my PVC. And when I went to my local government, they said that I should come in the next day. Yeah, when I go there, they started searching for my PVC. They could not be able to see. They didn't get me information that I should go to INEC office to go and make a report. So when I went there to go and make that report, they said that that my PVC were not in their system. I said, it's not your machine that captured my passport and other things than my temporary PVC. Why are you telling me that my PVC is not in the system? And I asked them, can I be able to...
Hold on, Azubike. When you did the capturing, were you given any slip?
I gave a yes now. Yeah, of my details were there.
Because I was only going to find out if the person, indeed rightly captured his data.
Are you getting me?
I'm with you.
So when I told them that I can be able to obtain a new PVC, they said that I should not try it. That I cannot go for it two times. That's only once. The only one that they can do, they can be able to take my complaint to the INEC office in Abuja, so they can be able to do one thing or two things to get my PVC.
What's now the current update? What's the current update now? What's the latest update that you have concerning your PVC?
The latest update, they said since that they cannot be able to do it, if you want to do another one, let me go and do. Are you getting me?
Did they ask you to do another one? I thought you said that they said you shouldn't do another one.
No, they said that I should not. But okay. So what I am planning is that if I do not get it here in this Lagos, maybe if I travel to my state, I can be able to go and get a new one there.
Azubike, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. But, this is another...
You see, the topic
is
actually becoming a problem with...
The system.
Interestingly, you can see over the last three callers now were talking about their frustrations with INEC, either changing their PU, picking up their, and it goes back to INEC. INEC itself has a mandate, he has a stake in people coming out to vote because the credibility of the electoral process is also validated by the people coming out to vote.
That's right.
Have 10% of the people coming out to vote. You cannot be excited as INEC. So all these problems is what INEC must focus on to help us drive participation of the people. If the people are getting frustrated, they will not participate in the process.
No.
Look at this gentleman now. He has gone there, gone there. At some point, you say, let me go and face my business.
I would have been tired. I would have been frustrated.
INEC need to do more. INEC must do more.
Indeed. Let's take some thoughts that have coming via WhatsApp this morning. I don't think I will vote at the coming election. They keep telling me to come today, come tomorrow. INEC staff are not capable. So it's still the system
INEC
that we're talking about.
INEC.
Prince is in Aja. Prince says, you need to know the rate of people that got injured during elections and still couldn't vote due to political thugs. Election in Nigeria goes with risk and it's affecting elections. Prince in Aja put that across on WhatsApp this morning. Alfred is in Bariga. Alfred says that we give so much excuses for not voting and yet we want things to improve. We are not ready. National Assembly can do whatever they want and or don't want in the electoral process. Electoral prosecution law should include INEC process owners not doing their job. That's Alfred. He's saying that INEC should be possible to hold INEC responsible if they fail.
In their own job.
Yes.
I think so, too. There should be sanctions for INEC.
Indeed. Kate says, I tried to relocate my voter's card, too. It's not yet done. Kate is a common problem, as we are beginning to see now. Common Man from Norwich in the UK says, Agbola, I have missed your analysis on Classic FM. There's a lot to say about this, but in summary, it comes down to proper information and participation. Another salient aspect you haven't touched about is hunger. It is a critical mix to this puzzle. In as much as we have very few informed people participating in politics, and there is still hunger in the land, we can't easily get out of this quagmire. Hunger has been politically exploited to serve a purpose over the last two decades. God bless. Come on, man. Thank you for your thought all the way from Norwich in the UK. So I have comments about how people have registered, how they've not been able to get their card.
A whole lot of that.
But let's quickly tie our conversation to, because basically the what we're trying to do is to reawaken political consciousness, right? And there's been this argument as to primary, indirect primaries, indirect primaries, direct, and what's that one again? The last one.
Consensus.
Which one of these three would enshrine internal party democracy?
I think at the end of the day, the direct will be where we will all land. But you see, there are certain structures that are not in place for now. We are not ready for that direct. The directs we are having right now are more or less like consensus direct. Did you see the voting for the Ambode second term election?
The primaries.
It was direct.
It was direct, actually.
And there was nobody to queue for that guy. Are you saying nobody wanted that guy and all the delegates that voted?
Actually, it was
nobody
direct primary.
Nobody could do that. It was direct. And they're still calling it direct. We heard about how old dollars were shared in some Port Harcourt, in deciding some of the candidates at some point.
Yeah.
We heard about even the Lagos one. We heard about these things now. So how direct are these direct primaries?
So, again, it takes us back to the issue of political consciousness about how people can decide not to take money and still vote their preferred
or
candidate.
Take money and still vote. Yes. Take the money and vote your conscience. You know, so unless those structural issues are addressed,
yeah,
I think it's better to let political party decide.
You know, someone once told me when we were having this issue of direct or indirect at the peak of that conversation that Nigerians don't even know what they're asking for.
They don't know it. They don't know. It will only make the process more costly. Because you now have direct primaries, INEC involvement, center, the logistic for planning those kind of things. At the end of the day, politicians will carry money. Huge money. You will require much more money now.
Let's go.
With a lucrative return on investment monthly, simply text or WhatsApp interested to 0813-707-3761 for more details. That again is text or WhatsApp interested to 0813-707-3761 for more details.
And we're back on the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Inco. Bolaon Olajide here with me. I'm Sheriff Quadri, but we must go now. Bolaon, as a parting shot, what will be the most effective way to drive this consciousness in Nigerians in order to improve our internal party democracy at the party level?
We need to continue to talk about it. Advocacy at all levels, including the media, as it were. For example, even for you, I would think maybe a discussion that involving INEC on the, you see the pattern of the question that was coming and frustration of the people to come and talk about it and tell them how they can solve this problem.
We'll get INEC.
So that people can move ahead.
We'll get INEC. Gbolaon Olajide, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Lagos, Nigeria, that's our show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Across all social media platforms, you can follow me up. Let's keep talking. Like I always say, when we have conversations on radio, please don't let it end there. Let's carry all of these conversations to social media and continue to have them. Engagement is key. Education is key. Information is very, very important. So let's not just stop here. Let's keep having it, even off of social media, on our streets, in our homes. Because from this engagement, we get to know more. We get to educate ourselves some more and get ready for what is ahead. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.